Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to praise him. I just want to praise him. Well, welcome to They Overcame. I am so happy to be back with you this week. Had a rough couple of weeks, but praising God for all that he is and all that he's doing in my life, and just thanking God for being here in the land of the living. Never thought I'd be saying that one. You know, we say it, but yeah. So just praising God. Amen. I'm so happy that my husband is here with us. He's been by my side these last couple of weeks, and just thanking God for him being with us. And good morning, babe.
Good morning, good morning. And it's just so good to hear your voice. Not that I don't hear your voice all the time, which I do, but to hear your voice across the radio broadcast. Again, it's such a blessing because we know that just several days ago, you were just not in a position to be able to do what you're doing today, but God has ordained you to do what you're doing. And so there's nothing that can block what God has ordained. Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail. So we just thank God for his faithfulness and how he is just how he's just recovering you, he's healing you, and that you're back and ready to go on in the kingdom, doing the kingdom business. God is just good, and we're just thankful to hear your voice on the airways again today.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm just so thankful to God for his blessings to us. And before we get started, let's open up with prayer, babe.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We just thank you. You are so good. Father, you are awesome. You are the Almighty One. There is none like you in all of heaven or in all the earth. And we just lift up praise to your name, for you are worthy. You are faithful. You are powerful. You are awesome. You are everything that we need, Lord God. You supply our every need. You promise that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And day by day, you prove your word to be faithful. For your scripture let us know that it shall not ever come back to you void. Hallelujah, but accomplish what you have sent it forth to do. And you have just sent forth your word to bless your people in this time. And Lord God, you're proven faithful over and over and over again. For every listener today, for every participant today, we just thank you, Lord God, for how you are alive and working in their lives. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray your blessing. We pray your anointing. We pray, Lord God, that the words that are spoken today will not only be words of praise and worship as a sweet-smelling savor up unto you, but, Lord God, that they will be words of ministry and healing, hallelujah, and uplifting and encouragement to the people that hear them. For in the name of Jesus, we know that Satan, he has to flee. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, for all that you've done, for all that you will accomplish. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this time to reflect, this time to speak words of power, hallelujah, and of testimony, and giving praise for your goodness. In the name of Jesus, anoint this time, Lord God. Speak to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for this ministry, New Destiny Ministries, that has made this time available. And we pray, Lord God, that you just continue to promote it, Lord God. Continue to advance it in the name of Jesus. And the leadership evangelist, Bernard, Lord God, we hold her up in prayer right now. Hallelujah. Right now, this very moment, Lord God, do a mighty work. Let there just be an unctioning of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to speak to her, to show her, to move her, Lord God, hallelujah, to unctionize her, to let her know that you are doing that thing right now, whatever it is she stands in need of, hallelujah, in our home, in our ministry, Lord God, work it out right now, break every chain. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we pray that you bless our listeners today. Let them hear words. Let them understand, Lord God. Let them receive your healing and your deliverance and empower them to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I am, like I said, so happy to be back. I was not here last week, and thanking the Lord for my new guest hostess, who Sister Renita Pinkney. She's a faithful woman of God, and she's on the line now. I'm going to open up her line.
Good morning.
Okay, you're open, my sister. Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Praise the Lord.
Blessed and highly favored.
Say it again. Blessed. Say it again.
Blessed and highly favored. Yes, I was just saying that I am so thankful for how you and Evangelist Bernard carried on the ministry last week. As some of the listeners may know, I was in the hospital last week, and I called in, but of course, you know, in the hospital, the doctors are coming in and out, but I just thank God that the doctors and some of the attendants, and I believe, I'm not sure if one of the nurses came in or not, but came in and heard the broadcast. The doctor just stood to the side, and I was, you know, saying, and he said, "I'll be back." And I said, "No, don't go, don't go." And I said, I just want to say one thing." And and he heard some of the broadcast, and he heard some of Evangelist Adrienne Bernard's testimony, and giving her exhortations, and just praising God for allowing our light to shine even in a time of sickness. You know, sometimes we just don't know the influence that we have, you know, with people around us. And that's why this broadcast is so important, because everyone may not call in and listen. And everyone may not call in and give their testimony, but they will call in and listen to the archive, or they will listen over the internet, and they're able to hear. And it is an encouragement to hear the things that God is doing in the lives of his people. Testimony service, I thought, was one of the most important parts of the service. when we used to have church, the way that we used to have church. I know that some churches are still having form of testimony service, but I just cannot forget the testimony services that we used to have at the Apostolic Pentecostal Church of Morgan Park in Chicago, Illinois. We would have a high time. Well, how are you doing today, my sister? I'm thankful that you were able to call in. I guess you didn't have to work today, so you decided to join us.
No, I didn't. They didn't call me in this morning. Praise the Lord. And it's really okay because I didn't get home from church until about 2:30 this morning.
Oh, my.
I was ready to go to work. I called them and let them know that I'm available to go in today, and they said they will call me back, and they didn't. Praise the Lord. So God is good.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just want to invite the listeners to listen in
with my husband. He's listening to the show.
Amen. 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 So happy to hear. We're going to hear his testimony at a later time. This is God. I'm so excited when I talked to my sister on yesterday, and she told me the great news. I was just so just so elated, because the one thing I know that, you know, God honors marriage, and you know, we sometimes get off course, but if we stay faithful and if we, you know, a lot of times I remember some of the testimonies, going back to testimony service, of some of the older saints and the women of God, mostly women of God, that would give the testimony about how God fixed their marriages and how God saved their husbands, you know, through their lives, and, you know, that they didn't do everything right. And the Bible says for us sometimes not to say anything, but we may not always do everything right.
Praise God.
He may not always be doing everything right. We may not always, I'm sorry, my husband gave me something, but we may not always be doing everything about right, but God honors our faith. It's the faith that we have. I don't care how many prayers we pray. I don't care how many times we say with our mouth the things that we want God to do, until on the inside of us we believe that God will do it. That's what he moves. That faith moves God. Tears don't move God. I don't care what you say your testimony is. I've done this for God, and I've done that for God, and that's why God is doing this. God is moved by our faith.
That's right.
And the scriptures say, you know, when he returns, will he find faith in the land? It doesn't say will he find saints in the land. It doesn't say will he find. It does talk about love, but it says will he find faith? Will he find faith? We're going through some times that are some treacherous times. Some times that, you know, I thought from my early teaching or my early salvation that we wouldn't have to go through a saint. Some of the things that we're hearing now are things that the Bible is talking about, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to start a riot, but anyway, God is good. That's all I can say. God is good. God is good. And I want to invite the listeners to tune in to Evangelist Adria Bernard, New Destiny Ministries, where she is here faithfully every day, except for Saturday. She's here. She allowed us to have this broadcast on Saturday. So she's here at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. Tune in to New Destiny Ministries. You will not be disappointed. God is speaking a word and giving prophecy and God is doing some great things with the woman of God that that the world needs to hear about. She's one of the best kept secrets.
Hallelujah. Say it again. I like that.
In the ministry, she is. So, my testimony. I'm just so grateful to God. Last Sunday before last, my husband and I do a ministry up at a home assisted living facility center. And this Sunday, I let him leave before I did because I wasn't feeling quite well. But then after, I got myself together, I went up to the facility, which is like right around the corner from the house, and so we conduct service there on Sundays for the residents there. And it is such a blessing, we've seen, I thank God for my upbringing because, we know all of the old songs. And those are the songs that we sing, and it is such a joy for the residents to join in and sing the songs with us. And so we sang our two songs, and just before my husband brought the message, he wanted to sing another song, which is kind of unusual. So we sang another song, and then I felt in my spirit a blood song bubbling up. So I started singing the blood song, and not to my surprise, but to my delight, the residents started singing with us. I mean, there are some that don't really talk. There are some that there's a lady there that is, I guess she has dementia. I'm not exactly sure, but she gets up and she quotes scriptures. And so she was singing with us, and everybody was singing the song. Well, after we got through singing the song, I felt really, really ill. So I just got up. I didn't say anything to my husband. I got up, and I went outside thinking that if I got a little fresh air, I would kind of get myself together. Well, I didn't. And so, like I said, it's like maybe a couple of blocks from where we live, so I proceeded to walk home feeling so bad. Got almost home and felt like I had to throw up, so I did. Got in front of the house, threw up some more, got to my steps, threw up some more. I don't know how my sons on the inside heard me, but they came outside and I came into the house and was feeling so sick, a different kind of sick. I last year around this time I had gallstones, and I guess I was passing them. Well, I was reluctant to go to the hospital because I, at that time, did not have any insurance, and I was, I'm one of those, I don't need the doctors. I'll do these home remedies and, do my diagnosis of what's wrong with me. And so last year I tried everything, but it to no avail. So eventually I had to go to the hospital. But this time, this year, praise God, thanks to the Affordable Act, I do have insurance, so I didn't wait as long this time to go to the hospital. My husband, once he got home, saw how ill I was, he said, "You're going to the hospital." My son picked me up and put me in the car, and off to the hospital we went. Well, when we got there, of course, once they find out what's wrong with you, they start running IV in you with medication, so it kind of eased up the pain, and they asked what was going on, and I was telling them, and they, asked me if I had been vomiting. I had a fever. My respiration was extremely high, and they told me that they were going to admit me to the hospital. Well, I'm the kind of person that I really believe in faith healing. I don't really believe that, you know, we have to necessarily, the doctor give us medication. I am not one to take medication. I do very poorly with medication. And so I was like, last year I was telling my husband, because I know that we had to take my cousin to the hospital to have her gallbladder removed, and when the symptoms that I was having last year, passing a stone, a gallstone. This year, it felt a little different, but anyway, I just, you know, they didn't say anything last year about removing my gallbladder, so I had told the Lord when I went into the hospital, I was like, Father, now you know, I don't want nothing taken out of me. I don't want, you know, I'm expecting you to heal me, and by your stripes I'm healed, and, you know, quoting all my scriptures and speaking in tongues and, you know, just believing God for his healing. And so I was able to leave. They didn't put me in the hospital or anything. But this year, the doctor immediately said that we were going to put me in the hospital. They were going to put me in the hospital. They sent me to ultrasound, and it was kind of worrying me because the girl kept coming back to the same place, you know, looking, and I'm like, Lord, and I'm just, Jesus, Jesus. That's all I could say is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So they took me downstairs, and I don't know whether it was that evening or in the morning, the doctor told my husband that they were going to do surgery, that they were going to remove my gallbladder, and told us about the procedure. Well, I was in, you know, so much pain and didn't want to experience that anymore. I had relinquished that thought. I just said, Lord, you be my surgeon. You know, I'm sending you in there to do everything. Well, when they went in to do the surgery, it was around mid-afternoon, I believe it was. And when they were bringing me out of recovery, it was like 10 o'clock. And so I'm like, why was I in surgery so long? I'm asking everybody as they're wheeling me back to my room, why was I in surgery so long? Got back to my room, and the doctors and everything was in there, and I guess they were talking to my husband or whatever. And I'm asking him, honey, why was I in surgery so long? Well, I don't know. I guess the medicine must have knocked me back out, so I went back to sleep. And the next day when I woke up, this is Monday, got into the hospital Monday. This is Monday. This is Tuesday. The doctor said, I'm still in pain. I'm still having, you know, the medication that they're giving me for pain. And the doctor comes in and he goes, I have never seen a gallbladder like yours before. It was the worst gallbladder I had ever seen in my life. And I'm looking at him and I'm looking at my husband, and he tells us that he was not able to remove the entire gallbladder because of some complication, and that they would have to do another surgery. So by this time, I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know what's happening, but I just trust you. I completely trust me and what you're doing, and let me learn what I need to learn in this situation. So they went in Tuesday to do the surgery, and when I was awakened, I found out that that surgery had not been successful, that they were going to take me to another hospital, to a specialist to be able to do the surgery that the doctors had not been able to do at the hospital that I was in. So all the time just thinking, Lord, my husband called, telling everybody, my husband calls me an extremist. He says, everything I do is to the extreme. And I'm like, but I don't want this to be to the extreme, Lord. I just need you to do, you know, what my healing, and let me get out of here. I'm like, used to being sick. I've never been in a hospital other than to deliver my babies, and I don't like it here. But in the room, we just kept playing worship music. We just kept an atmosphere of worship and praise and talking to God. And it was such a peaceful, even though the doctor was saying this to me, and he said to me, he said, you were very, very sick. After they did the second surgery, it was successful. He said, you were very, very sick. He kept saying that to me. And, you know, I heard him, but I guess I really didn't hear what he was saying to me. And so I was there from Sunday to Saturday. So I was there 7 days. And every time he would come into the room, you know, he would just look at me and tell me how sick that I really was. I got home Saturday, and they sent me home with some tubes still in me, and I have to go back to have a tube that they have in me drained. I have to go back next Wednesday, and then they had the surgery that they did. They had to go in and put a stent in to direct the bile to go directly into my small intestine instead of going into the gallbladder, which is what it does. And when I went to the office Wednesday, Thursday, whenever I went to the office Friday, the doctor said to me, this procedure could have gone very wrong. And I guess with the medication out of me, I realized what he was saying to me, that I could have died. He just kept telling me when I was in the hospital how sick I was and how he had never seen a gallbladder look the way that mine looked in all of his practice. And, you know, I just thank God that he saw fit, you know, to heal me and to bring me back to the place where I could continue in my ministry, that my husband and I could continue in our ministry. You know, God is so faithful. Even when we are not faithful, God is faithful to us. And I just thank God for, you know, this experience, because not only has it taught me that, yes, you have to have faith in God, but God told me before I went into surgery that he works with doctors too. And this is a big thing for me. And I don't know how many people feel this way. I know a lot of people look at me and they think that I'm crazy because I don't go to the doctors. I didn't take my children to the doctors. We just went. You know, I fought inoculations and everything because of the stuff that I was reading. And a lot of that stuff is still true, but God taught me wisdom. I could have refused. And at a time, Billy would have refused. No, I'm not having the surgery. You know, let's just get some medication in me. You know, let's just go on and see, you know, how God is going to work this thing out. But God worked wisdom into me to let me know that he is in control. Even in the operating room, he's in control. He's in control when you're doing the various things that I do, the various home remedies that I do. It's God. It's not the remedies. It's not the doctors. It's God, and I faith in Him. And I just praise God. I praise God when I went into the second surgery, the third surgery. I was telling the doctor, he was, you know, telling me what was going to happen and everything. And so he's telling me that he had some other surgeons that were going to be in there. And I told him, I said, well, I have a surgeon coming in too. And he looked at me, you know, like, huh? You're having this? I said, yes, his name is Dr. Jesus, and he will be right there with you, you know, helping you, controlling what's happening in the room. And I just thank God that, you know, there on my lips was Jesus during the whole experience. All I thought about was, I trust you, Lord. I trust you in this situation. Like in every situation in my life, I trust you. And I know that you're going to work it out for my good. And I know that you're going to work it out for my family's good. And I just thank God that I'm here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
In the land of the living, because it didn't have to be this way. I didn't have to be here. The doctor told me that my gallbladder was so infected. He said just the whole entire thing was just pus. That was nothing but God. Hallelujah. I should have been gone. Hallelujah. I should have been dead. Hallelujah. But God. Jesus, but God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is good, sister Renita. God is good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good.
Yes.
We have so many, you know, people that, that don't give their testimonies, that don't, you know, I don't know up there, I don't know what there is, but listen, everybody needs to hear. There are a lot of people that, even though I may seem strange to some people because of my beliefs and, you know, how I have lived my life, these 30-something years in salvation and, you know, always trusting in God, but there are people out there that live like that, and they need to know that sometimes we have to listen to God and say, okay, Lord, you're in control, and I'm going to let you control this thing, and I trust you to bring it out for our good, because that's what I had to do. Like I said, last year, I know my head was not there. I told my husband, I told God. I didn't get a chance to tell the doctors because they released me, but I don't want anything taken out of me. I'm not having surgery. Just put some medicine, give me some painkillers. I'm going to go home and doctor all myself. But this time, it was like I knew that I needed to trust God in this situation and not trust in the things that I was doing, you know, for myself. So God works the situation so that we learn something out of it. Now, I'm still going to be Billy, and I'm still going to be doing my home remedies and doing my juicing and doing the things that I do, but I won't be so hesitant to say, okay, Lord, is this you? Should I go to the doctor? Should I let the doctor do this? Or, you know, I'm there where, you know, I can hear from God. I can hear from him in this situation. And I praise God for that. I praise God for every experience that I have with him. It helps me to grow closer to him. It helps me to trust him more, to relinquish. You know, it's hard for me to relinquish things to God for me. it's hard sometimes for me to say, okay, God, I'm going to put this totally in your hands, and I'm just going to step back and, you know, I'm just going to let you do it. And it's been hard for me. It's been hard for me, but I thank God that he hasn't given up on me. I thank God that he's still doing great things in my life. He's still moving and unctionizing and using me in ministry. And I know this is just going to make our ministry greater. I know that there's so much that the Lord has for us to do. And, you know, once I'm up and running, and I'll be right back on the line fighting for the Lord. Amen. So that is my testimony, and God is good, and I thank him. I praise him for all that he is in my life. I thank him and praise him for all the things that he's doing in my life. And I just praise him. I praise him. I praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Honey, are you there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Our grandbaby is here with us this weekend. So he must be doing something with him. But
how is your grandbaby? How is your grandbaby?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was muted. I am here, and I just thank God for it. You know, I'm thankful. I also see... I don't know the numbers like you do, 209 number. Would that be our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, on the line also?
Yeah.
Amen. But I was just so blessed to see how that God carried my wife through and how even the all the nurses and doctors that just marveled. You know, she talks about how she just takes care of herself, and she does. I go places with my wife, and people that meet my wife or see my wife that hadn't before just remark about how beautiful and how young she looks. And I can't do anything but smile and just say thank the Lord. But the doctors and nurses were all even amazed. They kept looking at her medical charts and her history, and they just couldn't believe that at her age she had never, ever had any kind of surgery. And outside of this gallbladder issue, everything about her just looked very good, very clean, very healthy. So God has been leading her and keeping her in the things that she has been doing. And she juices, she eats right, she coaches me sometime unsuccessfully. But I'm sure that because of that, the health issues that I could have had, I have not had because God has placed me with my wife. So it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. And I'm just, again, just blown away by the faithfulness of God. I met up with a brother on yesterday. I think it was yesterday or Thursday. He was telling me about some things his wife was going through, and I shared with him what we were going through. And he just talked about, he said, you know, brother, and this is a brother I hadn't seen in a long, long time, but we shared how just how important it is and how so touching it is within us as men when our loved ones are going through something, especially our spouses are going through something that is just, it's hard for us to deal with and to see them in discomfort because we just love them so much, and we just feel like it's our job to make sure that they're just always comfortable. But you know what? Sometimes we do all we can, but God is the one that's actually in control. And we certainly see his hand being in control in this situation. We just thank God for you. I thank God for you, sweetheart.
Thank you, baby. And I was giving the Lord the praise and the honor and the glory. But I just want to say that my husband never left my side. I had to make him go home at night so that he could get a good night's sleep, but he would be there early the next day, just there with me. And I thank God for, you know, bringing him, bringing us together. It'll be actually tomorrow is our anniversary. 29 years we'll be celebrating this blessed union.
Amen.
Praise God. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, honey, you want to open up the line?
Okay, I've got the 209 area code. The last four are 8735. That line is already open.
Are you there, caller? Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, and I hope you were blessed by the testimony this morning. It's unusual for me to be giving a testimony. I'm usually taking the testimonies, but praise God for you being on the line. Thank you for calling in.
And then there's another caller, area code 773, and the last four are 3833.
Are you there, caller?
Hey, cuz.
Hi, Jimmy.
All right.
I thought that was my cousin's number. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Right.
This is
I had to be here this morning. I said, Lord, I prayed on the last night, like I have to be there this morning. And from this day forward, I'm going to be there.
Amen. Thank you.
And your testimony, I heard your testimony, Bill. Truly encouraging me to me. You know, I praise God for, you know, what he's done for you and your family and for me as well. I've been going through some trials myself, health-wise and financially. And I say to myself that you're going to have to let God handle it. You can't do it by yourself. You just have to put it in the Lord's hands and let him deal with it. And also, I came to the realization that I have to put my faith in God, totally in God.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah.
I have to put it in God, you know. And after hearing what you said about faith, that just solidified what I was thinking to myself last night, you know. And God's good. God is good, truly good.
He is good, Jimmy. And, you know, I thank God for you, and I thank God for what he's doing in our family. You know, God is good. And we do have to, our legacy is in God. Our family is steeped in ministers and pastors,
exactly,
and prophets and, you know, evangelists. And so God promised me, and I never let this go. I never let this go. And this is early in my saved life that I went to a women's prayer breakfast. And at the women's prayer breakfast, I was, well, of course, you know, Barbara, Pastor Dickerson, in Southern Illinois, she was saved, and, you know, at church, and I.P. Esther and Mama, they were gone. They were gone. And so I went to this prayer breakfast, and God told me that, and I want to say maybe about 28 years ago. About 28 years ago, God told me this. He said, I'm going to save your family, and I'm going to start with your Uncle Jimmy. Now, that's my cousin Jimmy's father. And, I mean, I shouted all over that room. I just believed God. He said he was going to do it, and God saved my Uncle Jimmy. And when
he saved
my Uncle Jimmy,
praise God,
I knew that I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what my eyes see. I don't care, if it appears that it's not going to happen. I believe God. I believe God.
Amen.
My uncle was a proud man. He was a political. He was a political man. He was with Mayor Harold Washington, as many of you know, was the first black mayor in Chicago. So he was a very proud man. But God saved him and saved him beautifully. I remember when he got saved, and we served dinner at the church, and my aunt. Wanted to, she didn't want to eat what we were eating at the church. And Uncle Jimmy told her, he said, well, I'll take you out to eat. He said, but I don't want anything to eat. I'm just so full. I just feel so full. And, that was just, God let me know early in my faith like that. You know, if he promised something, that he was going to do it. And Uncle Jimmy's gone. He's been gone for a long time now, but he left here saved. He left here knowing where he was from. And I just praise God for that. So, well, thanks, cuz, for calling in and listening. We've had some awesome testimonies, and we'll continue to have awesome testimonies. And Sister Anita, who is my co-host, she and her husband are going to give an awesome testimony. We haven't quite figured out when it's going to happen, but it'll be soon, maybe next week. Are you there?
Well, I will be here. I will definitely be here.
Amen. Did you hear me, Sister Anita?
Yes, I'm here. My husband is sitting right here. He just ain't saying nothing. He just smiling. He's a man of very few words at times. He don't do a lot of talking. He just look and smile.
Amen. Well, I am looking forward to the meeting.
He don't want to say good morning.
Okay. I'm looking forward to meeting you, my brother. I'm looking forward to hearing what God has done with you and my sister. She and I have not met yet. We're gonna have to come together soon. I was not able to attend. How were the services a week before last? That was Sister Anita, how were the services? Oh no, that was last week, because you were saying on the broadcast that you were getting ready to go.
Yes, we had Can You Help a Sister Out broadcast, and it was good. It was good. I had to speak on diabetes that Saturday. We had a women's weekend for the women and for the guys. We had a panel of men who the women were able to ask questions about men. We had giveaways. We did Zumba.
We fed. It was awesome. It was a whole weekend. It was awesome. It was awesome. And our very own Passion, the one who you she gave her testimony to you, was our speaker at the end of the weekend. She did
Amen.
Awesome. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we invite you to, even if you don't get on and give your testimony, you can always send your testimony to theyovercame2012@gmail.com. Send your testimony. Also send your announcements if you have a church announcement or have an event. It doesn't matter. We're heard around the world, but if you have an event in the area that, you know, that we can attend, then please let us know about it. Share your church announcements with us and what's going on in your church. I want to thank God for all of the prayers that went up for me. I want to thank God for my church, the Point Church, my pastor, Bishop Matthew Bradham, all of the saints that prayed for me, that brought food over for my husband when I was in the hospital, and brought goodie baskets and goodie bags, and just showed so much love, just showed so much love and so much concern for us. And I don't want to forget to thank everybody for, you know, what they did, and I will have a special card out to the church. But our church is going into a new church facility, and I am so excited and just so just in awe of how God is using our pastor. He's a young man, 30 years old, and just an awesome, awesome, awesome man of God. Honey, you want to give the address, because I don't know the address. If someone's listening in the area, they want to join us this Sunday or join the church this Sunday. I don't know if I'll get a chance to go, but you want to give that address, babe?
You'll have to give me a few moments to get it. I don't know.
Okay. I thought you had it. But it's the Point Church, and we're moving into a facility. We have been meeting for 2 years. We've been meeting in the Apex Middle School auditorium, and it's the membership has grown. In the last 2 years, these two awesome young men, Chris Hankins, am I saying his name right? Hankins, and Matthew Bradham, two young men that God is using mightily in the Triangle area. God is just increasing the ministry, and We just thank God. Thank God that we're a part of what God is doing. You know, we're seniors in the church. We're seniors in the church, but, you know, these two young men are just, you know, doing things for God. And it's exciting being included in an up and starting ministry. A lot of people don't like it because there's a lot of work to it. And I apologize if you're on, Matthew, that we haven't really been able to do a lot of helping with getting the church prepared. We did a little, but not as much as we really wanted to do. So, but God knows, and we just thank God. But we are going to be meeting at Highway 55. When you come off of Route 1, I don't know the name of the street, but you'll see our church. As you come off, you'll come back across like you're going to Holly Springs, and the church will be right on the corner. You'll see our sign, the Point Church. So join us tomorrow at 10 o'clock if you can. We will be having a high time in the Lord. Worship is awesome. The word is awesome, and God will meet us there. Amen, amen. So, Sister Renita, do you have any announcements for this week?
No, I don't have any announcements. Actually, I'm in the car with my husband. We're on our way to see my mother-in-law. She's going through some complications, and my husband, we're going to see my mother. So, no, I don't have anything in my hand. I'm actually in a store right now. Praise to the Lord.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray for her as we're ending today. We're just going to pray for it. What's your mother-in-law's name?
Her name is Roxy Smith.
Roxy Smith. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for being a faithful woman of God to the ministry, not only to Bay Overcame Ministry, but New Destiny Ministry, where Evangelist Adria Bernard is the founder and the CEO and the pastor, and and she's the everything in that ministry. But God is, I'm sure, increasing and adding on to her daily, not just to her radio ministry, but to her ministry at large. So we thank God for my testimony today. Hope it has been a blessing to somebody. Hope it has increased somebody's faith and given them the faith to go on and look to God for every situation in your life, not just in your sickness, in your everyday life, in your decisions on what to do, even directions, which way to go. I know I've been testing that, and I heard Joyce Myers talk about that one time, that she was talking about testing your spirit and the Bible says that to try the spirit, by the spirit. And so I'm in the habit of going a certain way. And so I've been, okay, Lord, should I go this way or should I not go this way? And when I've been led by the Lord not to go that way, then when I go past that way, I see why the Lord has directed me not to go that way. So just learn how to trust in God. Just learn how to depend on Him. I know a lot of times we think because we're, used to doing a certain thing a certain way, that sometimes we just don't ask God. Sometimes we just take it upon ourselves to just, do what we do normally. But we're at a time, a place in this life that we have to learn how to more deeply depend on God and more deeply to trust in the things that He's telling us to do. We're in some very dangerous times. And so it will, as my former late pastor, Robert Abigail, would say, it would behoove us to get closer to God in these times that we're living in. And so we just thank God for the broadcast today. And we're going to ask you, honey, to end us in prayer.
Amen. We just thank God for all that has transpired today. We thank God for the testimony of my lovely wife and how that God just showed Himself faithful. And, even before we end, I just want to add a little bit to that, if I may. I, as my wife said, I was there with her. I wouldn't leave her. As a matter of fact, it's not like I don't have a job that I was expected to be at every day. But when she became ill, I just thank God for the job that I do have. I let them know that of the situation that I would be in when I could get in. And the funny thing, and not even funny, the interesting thing is, is that Tuesday of the week that she went into the hospital, I had a interview. I had an interview for a promotion for that Tuesday, and I just let them know that I what my situation was, and they said, well, we can rearrange. We have something later in the week. We'll still be interviewing. So we settled on a day and actually then moved that to the last day of the week. So there were a couple of moves. And then even that Friday when we still weren't out of the woods yet, I let them know, well, I can't even be in Friday. Yeah, they graciously said, well, we could still work something out on Monday. So here it is almost a week later that they just kept pushing my interview out to. And you know, I'm thinking I should probably just let it go. You know, what kind of picture are they getting? Even though I've been working there for a few years. But Monday, I never had a chance to really prepare for the interview. So Monday I went in. They scheduled it for later that afternoon, went into the interview, and this is something that's totally out of character, but the director, the assistant director who will do the hiring, after the interview came and let me know. He said, you got to keep this under confidence, and it's going to have to go through all the channels first. No, you know, no, nothing's guaranteed, but he said, you by far are the front runner. I just want you to know that. So I just thank God how that even that seemed like it was a negative situation, but God just kept his favor on me. As I took care of my wife, he was continuing to take care of me along with my wife. And I just think that's just shows how great our God is. And I just wanted to share that as part of the testimony as well. As we end in prayer, and the sister's name was Roxy. Amen. Well, Sister Roxy, that we're praying for. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we praise you. We thank you for this time, for this day. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, hallelujah, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, for just saving us and bringing us into your kingdom for such a time as this. For, Lord God, nothing is done by chance. Nothing with you is done just by happenstance. But you have ordained everything about every aspect of our lives. And we just thank you that we can just trust you with everything. There is nothing that is too hard for you. And we thank you for it. Father, we hold up right now our sister Roxy. You know what's going on, Lord God, within her. We pray right now that you will just move by your Spirit. Bring out, Lord God, whatever needs to be brought out. Lord God, move whatever needs to be moved. Lord, we're just asking you to do the work right now. And we just expect and we thank you right now, even for the testimony of how she will have been delivered, Lord God, because we know that your word said if we would just ask in faith, believing, if we would ask the Father in the name of Jesus, if two or more of us would touch and agree. And Lord God, we've got all those things going on right now, and your word can't come back void. So we're just expecting to see and hear, Lord God, how you brought her out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and the joy that it will bring and the lives that it will touch. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for this broadcast continually, that it will reach further and further across the world. Lord God, touching your people, causing them to turn to you, to come into your kingdom. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our hosts and assistant hosts that, or co-hosts that have come in, Lord God. Hallelujah. Just continue to bless them, bless them, bless them. Give them vision, Lord God, for where this ministry is going. Let them see, Lord God, the great things that you have for them. Guide their footsteps in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And every listener, Lord God, that has listened in today, that will listen to the archives, let these words be a blessing to them, that they will know that you are faithful, that you are true, that you are powerful and mighty, that you will save them, that you will deliver them, that they will turn to you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless their homes, bless their families. Grant every need in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for the broadcast today. Thank God for his many blessings unto us. And until next week, we just want to praise him.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I just wanna pray
forever, come on.
Blessings and
blessings.
Yeah, it ends the show.